Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now. Braves back at it, trying to win the series against the Rockies tonight. This is one of those ones you get greedy and try to sweep, though. They're really bad. We don't know who the starter is yet, so we'll get into that in just a couple of minutes, but it really shouldn't matter. That's a really bad baseball team. Brandon Adams is going to join us in 20 minutes. We'll talk a little Georgia Bulldogs football with him. Haven't had a chance to talk with him in a couple of weeks, but now with the draft come and gone and on into the portal has closed, some interesting stuff to get into there from a Georgia perspective. And then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40.
I tell you, you know, I was looking at the rundown. It had me laughing because Mike Tomlin's son, Dino, he's a wide receiver. He got invited to participate in the Buccaneers minicamp.
Right.
Damn, your daddy didn't invite you to his team, huh? I'm not saying he's bad or anything.
No,
I was like,
yeah. But yeah, I mean, yes, I know. I thought the same thing. I was like, yeah, I thought maybe. I mean, if it's a camp invite, you know, yeah. I see maybe nobody was going to use a draft pick on him, so don't use a draft pick on him. But yeah, he thought maybe they're good at receiver. You know,
yeah. But I mean, hold on. He didn't even get a free agent contract. He got invited to minicamp.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not even like you come on the day of minicamp, and if we like you, we'll keep you.
Well, you know. Maybe, I don't know what their relationship is.
It's all about getting your foot in the door.
Yeah, it's just all exactly
Cause,
right.
Because Mike T coached at Tampa before he went to Minnesota. But yeah.
Same path.
Right, there we go. Nice job, young man. Yeah, hopefully that all works out for him. My wife just sent me this book. They said they're going to have an Uber shuttle to the airport from downtown Midtown, and I'm assuming around a couple of other places. So, like one of those Sprinter vans.
All right.
And they're going to show you from different places to, you know, to the airport and stuff like that.
Is the goal of this to reduce cost a little bit? Because I'll say this, Ubers have gotten pretty pricey.
Yeah, it says early users will be able to use it pay $10 to use the service, but cost eventually will go up.
Oh, yeah, just like all of it.
Yeah, Uber prices will, however, max out at $18.50 per ride.
All right, that's not terrible.
I think they're trying to limit how many Ubers they have to have
at the airport.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's smart, too.
Because there's nothing worse than the Atlanta Uber. It's just... First of all, the damn walk.
Yeah, it's far. Yeah, it is.
The damn walk. Yes, goodness gracious. Having to go down that damn ramp. I mean, not down the escalator, all that crap. Yes.
Well, then, like, 40% of Ubers are this, like, everybody has the same car. So it's like you're waiting for the, you know, whatever the car is that you're waiting for. And it's, oh, there it is. Oh, no, that's not it. That's just a different one that looks the exact same. Like, how did everybody buy the same car and then start doing Uber?
Yeah, dog. It's just a different deal, man. But, yeah, so.
Well, that sounds like a good plan.
It does. It is, like, Bo asked me in the break, like, how far does it go out? Does it come all the way out here to my house?
You know what they should do is, I know this is a crazy thought, but they should expand MARTA to different parts of town, and then you could take that to the airport.
I mean, I'll be honest, it don't matter because I've never ridden MARTA before, which I always say.
When we used to live near the Lindbergh station, that's how we would get to the airport. It's amazing. It costs like $3.
Yeah, but yeah, I've never ridden a MARTA before, but yeah, that's going to be a 2025 goal, Andy. Ride the MARTA.
You should.
Where awesome. Should I go?
You could ride it from work to the stadium.
Because I'm like, where's the closest one to me? Is the Doraville, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think okay. The Doraville clue. Okay.
I'm just gonna say, in terms of like things that would be convenient, I would, because you go right over there to the museum. Uh-huh. There's a stop right there. It's like a block.
Yeah. So I'm gonna ride the MARTA to work on Friday.
You could come straight. You come right to work, but you have to drive to the station. But also anything at the Benz or State Farm Arena or the aquarium.
It's a great option.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
It really is.
I bet. Especially trying to find parking down there,
dude.
I can park down there though.
If they had one that just right up Atlanta Road, you know, mm-hmm. right out there, you can have a stop at Smyrna Market Village. You could go further than that up into Marietta Square. Like, just ride it up that way. I would ride MARTA to work every single day.
I bet.
I would walk over there.
Cobb County people, man.
Well, I'm working on it.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm campaigning.
Hey, they already gave you a stadium. What else you need, Bunk?
Think about how cool it would be if you could take MARTA to the stadium.
That thing would be freaking awesome.
Wouldn't that be great? Like, we just talked about with the other stadiums?
Yes, it'd be freaking awesome if you could just take the MARTA. But, you know. Whatever. I guess it's too rough out there.
I guess so.
Yeah, it's too rough out in Cobb County.
What's frustrating about it is, like, literally where we live used to be on a trolley stop that you could take downtown 100 years ago.
Oh, really?
Like, public transportation was better 100 years ago than it is right now. Because, I don't, whatever, I mean, we're in the business of people listening in their cars, so I guess people driving and being stuck in traffic.
Oh, no, it's very beneficial for us.
It's good for us, but, yes. You know, they got the Odyssey app.
Yep. Take it anywhere with you.
There could be somebody on MARTA right now listening to us on the
there
Odyssey
app.
There
is somebody on the MARTA right now listening to us.
If you're listening to us on MARTA right now on the Odyssey app, say, woo, like Randy did at the top of the 1 o'clock hour, and freak everybody out. All
yes,
right, let's get to the
right.
Big story of the day. Kick off the hour. QC Kinetics. It's what is brought to you by non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Wins through 27 games. And the Braves are trying to make it 4-24 here tonight. And that helped. Sean Murphy with an RBI single.
Yeah, they did. The Marlins are 20 games under 500, and it's still April.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They're awful.
They're really bad. They're probably going to set the record for most losses in the season this year. It was set last year by the White Sox. Good for them. At least they're striving for something. It's also helping the Braves claw their way back towards 500. 13-15 now. If they win today and tomorrow, they come home to take on the Dodgers this weekend, back at 500, which would be a nice place to reset, as you got pretty far under 500 by playing Dodgers early in the season.
Yeah, man. I think that, you know, you just mentioned we don't know who's starting tonight. When it's this late, it's usually the bullpen or Ian Anderson, which pretty kind of is a bullpen start. But, you know, I think just how bad this team is. I'm talking about the Rock. I mean, they had 14 hits, no home runs, soft dribblers, and still found a way to win the baseball game yesterday. So go out there and do that. Take care of your business, because it's some get back time. It's some get back from them boys in blue. Now, they had a nice win last night against the Marlins. I think it was a walk off last night. But I think that when you look at where this team is, four or more runs in 10 straight games, which is something that we talked about earlier years as far as scoring runs. Now, they should have more, average more, because if you think about that losing streak and how the season started, how many men were left on base. So you would think that it would probably be more. You got a little spark. No, not a little. A big spark for Verdugo being at the leadoff. What did you say the record was?
Since he took over, I think they're 8-2.
Yeah, I mean that's just solid right there since he's
now, been. I don't know that he's let off all of those
right,
games.
Right, right. Michael did lead off last weekend.
And they gave him a day off or two here. But, yeah, I mean, since they
Why does he need a day off?
Verdugo?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's a left-handed pitcher or something like that.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Then. I was like, don't get me started with that. But I think that, you know, he's been well. Michael Harris, since he's been moved back in order, has been really good. Ozzie, we're getting there.
Hey, Ozzie got a blooper to drop.
I know.
Yesterday.
That's what I said. We're getting there.
Now, it was, again, I think most teams probably make that play, but the Rockies didn't, so we'll take it. But, you know, Ozzie can't stop swinging at the first pitch, man. I don't know. I mean, that clearly
would have
been an emphasis coming into the year.
You think so?
It has to be. Like, he can't just be doing it on accident. Like, at some point, someone would have said to him by now, hey, man, maybe try a little patience up there. And they could even still do that. Like, I would think that they would maybe change an approach a little bit. But I would have to think that getting ready for the season, he was like, hey, I'm seeing a lot of fastballs that I like first pitch. So I'm going to try to jump on it and see if that can be a strategy for me. It's not working. Not working. He's jumping on them. Well, he's swinging at them.
But
he's jumping
you know
on
what?
Them.
I thought
he's
about
swinging at them and
the pop-ups, Andy, because I saw a clip maybe a month ago. And it was Chipper, and Chipper was talking about struggles at the plate and everything, and talk about go back to the tee, go back to putting the ball on the tee, and you're hitting the ball certain ways, a certain angle, it does this. And it's like the motion he was using, talking about Chipper, to explain how you just pop the ball up. I mean, I'm looking at Ozzie, and it looks like it. It does. And I ain't no batting expert by no stretch of the imagination. But something's going on where it's just like you said, is it jumping on the first pitch? Is it like, you know, being in pain? I just don't know. But we need this guy. I mean.
Here's what I'm seeing. Again, I'm
go ahead.
My dime store. He can't. He's not catching up with fastballs. Like, if they're throwing him a high fastball, he's behind it. Like, he got beat a couple times last night by, you know, I mean, these guys are all professional baseball players, so they can throw the ball hard. But it's not like the Rockies are bringing, Hall of Famers out of the bullpen or anything like that. And they're blowing it by him. Like, again, this is kind of what we talked about earlier in the year with Michael Harris. A lot of these bats at bats for him are just non-competitive.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, they're They're going to keep him in the lineup. Snit said he's not worried about it.
If Snit ain't worried, I ain't worried.
They've been winning in spite of it. But, yeah, I mean,
Snit ain't never worried.
At some point, it would be nice to see Ozzie Albies snap out of this a little bit. But, yeah, today's the day to do it. The Rockies are really bad. They got Germán Márquez on the mound tonight.
How's he?
Terrible.
Okay.
place for the Rockies. Their whole team ERA is like 6.5.
Okay. We got some martyr users.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Some martyr wooers.
My people. Well, these people that I would like to be my people.
Oh, Kendrick and SZA is here tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
And Pearl Jam.
Oh man, tonight
it's gonna be busy down there.
They're at Mercedes Benz.
Yeah. Pearl Jam's at State Farm.
That's tonight.
That's tonight.
Oh, I thought it was down the road. Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was tonight either when we were talking about it in the last segment because I had asked about it a couple weeks ago. But yeah, it's tonight and then Thursday.
Did you get a we'll see at least?
I got initially a very optimistic, oh, we should do that. That'd be really fun. And then when I circled back, it was, I don't think we're going to be able to.
Okay.
I also got the answer pretty much on your Beyonce request.
What happened?
It was the same as mine.
What happened?
It's not going to happen.
Oh, they text you?
Yeah.
I told you they like you more than me.
I don't know if they like me more than you.
You think they were scared because they got my number too.
Yeah, they got your number too. I think I'm easier to deliver news to.
We'll tell Andy. Could you tell Randy?
Dude, you know how often that happens.
All the time.
It's crazy. Like, I guess. Like, what do you think he's going to do? Like, you think he's gonna fight you? I'll tell him too. Like,
no, I'm the calmer of the two.
It's true.
Oh, yes, I don't think people understand that about Andy Randy. I'm the calmer one of us.
You're certainly calmer at reacting to bad news than me. That's for sure.
I'm
working on it.
Andy gets me. I'll be sleeping. They be trying to sleep on my boy Bunk because I'm like Bunk ain't no hothead, but Bunk get turnt now.
I turn red.
Yes, you do. I know. I've seen it a couple times.
I get. I do.
Yeah,
I
just be
mad.
Chilling. Like,
it's been a while. I haven't gotten mad like that in a while, which is good. I don't like it. You know. I like to avoid it if possible. Hold
on. Text message.
Oh.
Checking messages.
Wow. Okay. Fair enough. That's fine. It's important to, you know, it's important to be reminded where you fall in the pecking order from time to time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You start getting too confident. Ratings get too good. You get all these endorsements. It's good to get brought down back to earth every once in a while. You know what I mean? Stay humble. A little dose of humble pie. That's good. I like it. I like humble pie. We'll come back. Brandon Adams is going to join us next. We'll talk some Georgia Bulldogs with him. Thanks for being with us on a Tuesday afternoon. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up here on a Tuesday midday show with Andy and Randy. Final hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Get your questions ready. Phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. Our listeners just know a lot of stuff, Randy. There's a lot of expertise out there driving around listening.
All right.
So anytime you ask a question like I did about why all the Uber drivers drive the same car, Jamal lets me know that a lot of the Uber drivers in Atlanta rent their car through Uber, and the rental car companies own the same types of cars. So there you go.
I did not and would not have ever known that.
Never thought about it. Never in a million years would have crossed my mind, but that explains it. I was like, a lot of these cars are the same. Turns out they are. I wasn't crazy, and that's the reason why.
Yes, I'm old enough to know when Uber first came out, though, it was just black cars. It was just like Lincolns and SUVs, I think it was, the Bourbons. When it first came out.
Is that right?
Yeah, when it first dropped, yes, that's what they had. And then all of a sudden, I don't know what changed, and it was in everybody had it.
I do remember that at one point when I wanted to drive for Uber, my car wasn't nice enough. And they were like,
they were discriminating against the Element.
Yeah, the Element. They were like, nah, Element's not doesn't pass the sniff test. You can't. I think it's because my doors open funny. Like, it's not that you have to have four doors and it.
You got suicide doors,
right? I was like, I mean, they open funny because it's cool and like people are going to be thrilled to be riding in an Element. And then I got here to Atlanta and an Element picked me up, and I was like, what? Like, how'd they let you do it? He was like, oh, I just lied to him. I was like, oh, okay. So then I lied to him, too, and then I just drove for Uber for a while. Anyway, Brandon Adams joins us from Dog Nation, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. B.A., how are you?
You can tell who's like the multi-year NFL vet. Randy, never seen the inside of a MARTA train. Thinks Uber only has like black SUVs. Like, you can tell who's late.
Meanwhile,
is all I'm saying.
Meanwhile, I'm lying so I can work for Uber. Yeah, I think that's a good one. We accidentally gave away some secrets here. Hey, we saw the Falcons take a Georgia Bulldog in the first round. I'm sure you were as surprised as any of us. What was your reaction?
It was all. I mean, I was super thrilled. I mean, Jalen Walker's just one of the best guys to come through Georgia. And, you know, the last night of our Dog Nation cruise is always the first round of the NFL draft. And so we're in a big crowd with a bunch of people watching the draft. And to see the reaction from Georgia fans about that, I just think it creates a real moment to capitalize on. And I'll be honest with you, I've even challenged Andy some Georgia fans this week of, hey, for a long time, you know, we've nitpicked the Falcons about everything. And a lot of Georgia fans have said, well, until you start taking our players, we're not going to show you any love. Well, now they have. I mean, they took one of the best guys from this Georgia team, you know, in the first round. And I'm going to challenge Georgia fans. It may be time. I don't know if it's, you know, buying some gear or buying some tickets or just being a little nicer to them online. But it may be time for Georgia to show the Falcons a little love here now that Atlanta has at least shown a little bit of love towards Georgia.
Hey, B.A., tell me something. What day do you think college coaches enjoy more? Signing day or the last day of the portal, spring portal?
Oh, listen, I don't think there's anything they love more than that last day of the portal. Now, I think some of them are probably still nervous that there's some sort of loophole somewhere. And, you know, listen, this day and age, I guess you can never be too sure. But I promise you, there's probably champagne corks popping all over the place when that portal finally closes.
Can you tell us about some of the guys Georgia got? I mean, we saw the names, and sounds like everybody's pretty optimistic about the players that Georgia was able to bring in the spring portal. But what can you tell us about them?
Yeah, I put them in two different categories. I think Walclair Flynn, the offensive lineman from UCF, who obviously went to Grayson, and Horton, the defensive lineman from Miami. These may be long-range additions, guys that may have a chance to play for Georgia, I think, in the future, probably will have a chance to play for Georgia in the future, whereas – you know, Elon Mendoza from Army and Josh McCray, the running back from Illinois, these are guys that I think are expected to make an immediate impact. And with that in mind, you know, I think McCray is the most interesting here because, you know, Georgia was not very good with this running game a year ago. And obviously a lot of their hopes for offensive improvement are pinned on a better running game. And I think a lot of us probably thought, well, that means they're going to have to heavily lean on Nate Frazier. And I do believe that Frazier is still in line for a good season. But by bringing in a guy like McCray, who has played and was productive for a pretty good Big Ten team in Illinois, I think all of a sudden now you're kind of shaping up Georgia to be the kind of ensemble cast at running back the way that it's kind of been before in some of its best years. And so I'm not telling you that McCray alone is the difference between winning a championship or not, but this is a guy that's produced at kind of the high power four level, and my guess is he'll have a chance to do that here at Georgia too.
What about the defensive guy from Army? Because I was getting confused when a cadet could transfer. I'm like, he can do that and all those different things.
Oh, yeah.
But the depth piece about that, because they are slim up front, especially BA as far as the veteranship up that.
Yeah. So my understanding is, and people can certainly check my math on this, but I believe that you can't transfer from a service academy after you've kind of started your third year. He had played 2 years there, and so. My understanding is, once again, you know, there are people who are obviously a lot more well-versed in this than me, is that there's a window kind of after your second year prior to starting your third year that if you do want to leave, you can. It's rare to do that, but obviously we're only going to just now in the sort of, you know, transfer portal age where some of these service academy guys are good enough to test the waters. And I won't pretend to have ever heard of this guy before a few weeks ago, but I'll tell you right now, a lot of the people who've kind of watched him pretty closely think he's pretty good and think he has a chance to make, you know, kind of an impact in Georgia. I do believe he's going to vie for playing time. You got Q Johnson over there too at the outside linebacker spot. But I believe he's going to vie for playing time. And my guess is he will likely be able to give Georgia something pretty similar to what it has had at the outside linebacker spot. This is a position that Georgia had to fill. As you say, they just needed more bodies over there. And everything I've been led to believe by people who've been kind of like crunching the film and watching him closely, is this is a guy that will play for Georgia along with now maybe giving Gabe Harris a chance to be a defensive end. And as I said, Q Johnson, who they sort of believe is kind of a name on the rise, that Mudozi is going to kind of be in that group with them.
Brandon Adams joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter, at Brandon Adams, at Dog Nation Daily as well. Every time the draft comes around and Georgia has another great class like they have, certainly three guys taken in the first round, there's these fun kind of Kirby Smart era stats that pop up. My favorite one that I saw this week was with the three guys in the first round, Kirby now has more first rounders in his tenure than losses in the regular season at Georgia, which is pretty good. Do you have a favorite Kirby era stat that you've seen lately, or maybe you just have it in the back of your mind?
Yeah, that's probably the best, I guess. I also had some fun this week with the fact that Georgia still has the most players drafted in any one year going back the 2022 draft after the 2021 national championship. And so there's been a little bit of bragging rights, but the fact that as good as Ohio State was this year, and as many draft picks as they produced, more than Georgia this year, at least one more than Georgia this year, still not the most ever, Georgia holding on to that for 2022. So there's a lot of different ways you can kind of slice all this up, but it really is amazing to think that, you know, the year, you know, Kirby's sort of first year at Georgia, you know, really mostly players that he would have inherited from the previous administration, you know, only had one player drafted. And from like the 2017 season on, this has just been an NFL draft pipeline, and obviously it's the easiest way to explain why they've had so much team success too. It's just really remarkable, and I would say that it doesn't really, at least yet, show signs of slowing down. It's an amazing, you know, just kind of blowing the lid off the program to see the draft capital that Kirby's been able to produce. And now you've got the Lions kind of copying the Eagles, who've always kind of loved their connection to Georgia. Detroit's trying to say the same thing. We've had the Chargers, the Packers, the Pittsburgh Steelers kind of do their own version of that too. The sheer number of NFL teams who kind of have made a little bit of a cottage industry out of drafting Georgia players, that's also, I think, pretty interesting too.
And that's what I was going to hit you with, B.A., the Detroit Lions and Dan Jackson. And I know, well, how many times have they brought in high-profile recruits? How many times have people benched them and get them out of here, and he still just continues to produce? But yeah, I think he's going to be a pro for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think he has a chance to play too, because the one thing is he's a better athlete than people realize. He actually runs really well, and I'm sure I've said this on the air with y'all before, but it's worth repeating. What people need to understand is, oh, they know the story, he's a walk-on, but he was not a preferred walk-on. He was going to go to school at Georgia and called and asked him for a tryout, and they gave it. Like you know, it's one thing to have, like, preferred walk-on, a guy where you say, we don't have a scholarship for you, but we'd love for you to come to Georgia, and so you choose Georgia over some group of five that was going to, you know, give you a full scholarship. Dan Jackson was going to go to school at Georgia, and he called them and said, can I please come try out? They said, yeah, I reckon. Yeah, awesome. And he came here and made the team and was on the field when Kelee Ringo got the interception that sealed the national championship game, and has been playing in essentially an all-SEC level starter role for Georgia ever since then.
Yeah, those are the stories you love, when guys are able to overcome things and maybe do things people said they couldn't do, and then they get the payoff on draft day. So cool for him. B.A., we appreciate it.
Great to be with you guys. Thanks
appreciate
a lot.
Appreciate you, B.
Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter, at Dog Nation Daily. Honestly, one of the other ones, too, and I know he went number one overall in the draft, so it's hard for people to maybe wrap their minds around. Like Cam Ward was a zero-star recruit coming out of high school.
Yeah.
He went to Incarnate Word and threw the ball all over the place, and then him and his offensive coordinator got the opportunity to go to Wazoo, where he did a really good job for a couple of years, and then he used his final transfer year to go to Miami, and obviously, you know, everybody learned about
wasn't
him there.
Because after the Washington State, he was talking about declaring, and then he went to Miami.
Yeah, there was a conversation that second year at Wazoo. Maybe he would come out. And I'll be honest with you, like, and we've talked about this. Like, I watched him play quite a few times at Wazoo. Obviously, he looked really good. Right. I never would have thought that he was going to be a number one pick. Right. Like, I, you know, when he went to Miami, I was like, all right, we'll see what that looks like. And he was incredible.
How much of it does this class have to do with that?
That's a good question. That's true.
Yeah, I'm just curious because I think, you know, when we look at next year's class, I saw a quote, and it was, I mean, I think because the era has changed, the question was posed, why do we think Arch Manning is coming out this year because of how long Eli and Peyton stayed in school?
Yeah.
And because of the NIL stuff that he has, and why do we keep thinking that it's like he's going to be a one and done? And I keep going back, it's just a different time in ball. Would I be surprised because of Eli and Peyton that Arch goes back for another year after this? No, I would not be.
No, I wouldn't either. I mean, the fact that he's still there,
yes.
I think, kind of set. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly.
Most guys wouldn't even have sat behind Quinn Ewers for 2 years. So yes. He did that. And yeah, who knows? But
did you see all them damn deer heads in Quinn Ewers' basement?
Man has shot a lot of animals.
That man
has shot and killed and then stuffed and mounted a lot of animals.
He controls. they help control the deer population.
I bet PETA was pissed when they saw that on TV. You know what I mean? They're mad about bullpens. Quinn Ewers out there shooting everything. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Look at that, full phone lines. We appreciate that on a Tuesday. As soon as we get to one question and that caller is no longer on hold, you can call and get on that line, 404-726-0929. We'll start with, well, how do you not? We'll start with Kay the Great in Decatur. Hello, Kay the Great.
What's up, y'all? It's Tay, T-A-Y-E.
Oh, Tay.
But no,
Sorry, Tay.
Yeah, Tay. Yeah, it's no problem. It's no problem. But I was just calling to say the first thing was for Andy and Randy. And then I don't get, crazy thing when I'm talking about the mothers. But I feel the same way like your mother said, Randy. I'm mad at y'all short at the beginning. Y'all cut me out, too. So tell them they absolutely correct. And I just wanted to agree. I'm the one who said it can't say Randy without saying Andy.
Yeah, yeah.
Andy Randy
right.
Ridday show.
That's
yeah.
Great,
but anyway,
great.
I just want to tell y'all big ups, man. I love the show. Like I said, y'all keep us going every day. And
love
what's
it,
the grade on the draft?
Get out of here. Nobody want to.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate you, man. Andy, grade?
A+.
Okay.
They made all their picks. They didn't miss one, did they?
No. They didn't pull a Minnesota Viking.
Yeah, so I think that's pretty good. All the guys were eligible for the draft.
Yep.
And they got them. And it seems like they haven't signed them all yet, but hopefully they do. And, you know, as far as that goes, I'm pretty positive. I don't know. I'm not going to give a real grade because who knows?
Exactly. They ain't played a football game yet.
I'll ask you. You want to go back and grade, like, the first Terry Fontenot draft, now that they've all played a handful of years? Like, you could actually do that?
We can do that.
Maybe we'll do that tomorrow.
Maybe we'll do that, yeah.
Because I don't have it in front of me, but obviously we know who the number 4 pick was. But, that's the real – you could do that. You know what I mean?
Now, okay.
They've all played the rookie contract pretty much.
Yep. That's going to be hard. You know that's going to be hard. You know that's going to be hard for me, but I'll get through it.
I don't think it's going to be that hard.
real quick, Andy.
I think it's going to be pretty easy.
Andy, Braves news. AJ Smith-Shawver is going to start tonight.
All right. That's what I was hoping for.
Yeah.
As much as the Ian Anderson story, whatever.
They designated him for a sign.
Yeah, I don't think that. Okay, fair. Okay, so now they just have to hope he clears waivers again, and then they can send him down to Gwinnett, and maybe he can start working on getting it right. But, yeah, I like that. AJ Smith-Shawver is the one that should be starting.
Exactly.
all right, hopefully he pitches good tonight. The Rockies are really bad. Andrew is in Buckhead. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hi.
Considering we've got a few buffer days from the whole Jack Sprint phone call experience, I hope this question is within good taste, and I want to share one experience I had real quick. So the question is, what's the most kind of like notable prank you did maybe like in your adolescence or even in your adult years? And mine was when we were in high school, we would call into like the local local channel home shopping network to see how long we could keep them on the phone. And whoever got the longest, time on the phone with them before they hung up on us kind of won that competition. There was one regarding a vacuum, and obviously being, young kids or, young-minded children talking about suction and whatnot.
Sure.
You could probably take it from there.
Uh-huh.
So what's the most notable prank, perhaps, you did when you were a kid?
All right, Andrew. Best prank?
Well, that wasn't a prank. That was pulled on Shador.
Yeah, important to state that. That wasn't a prank.
That was not just a prank.
That was just a dumb jerk being a dumb jerk.
Yes. God, man. Like, the best are, like, the rookie pranks. But, like, I always was, whatever was asked of me, I pretty much did it. It wasn't a big deal. But, like, I mean, just the throwing of the clothes in the cold tub, taping them to the goalpost. Now, the one I didn't like – but it was funny after the fact was when they, dumped and they literally brought in like this tractor and it had flour on it in the little thing.
Okay.
And dumped the flour on the kid's car.
Okay.
Dude.
Oh, that sounds like a mess.
Oh my God. It was like a brand new red. Remember them new body Corvettes came out?
Uh-huh.
Oh man. Oh man.
How do you get that clean?
He took it to the car wash, but I'm just talking about just the mess it left all over the damn park. Like,
sounds
Coach,
terrible.
I didn't participate in it. Coach cussed our ass out like we did though.
All right, so I'm gonna make the same caveat on the story I'm gonna tell, because I don't know that I've ever actually executed a great prank myself. But when I was in high school, I was a junior, and like the senior class would always try to do a prank. My senior class, we didn't do one. We didn't have the creativity, I guess. But the senior class, when I was a junior, got one of those like industrial size rolls of Saran wrap from Costco. You ever seen those?
Yes.
It's a huge roll of Saran wrap. And the principal at the time would park his giant pickup truck on the sidewalk next to the school. I don't know why he would park there. It wasn't a parking spot. I guess he was the principal, so he thought he could do it because he did it every day. They Saran wrapped his truck.
Damn.
Yeah. It was like just layers and layers and layers of Saran wrap around his truck.
But I see all these senior pranks because It baffles me because I saw one and the students broke into the teacher's house and were sleeping on the floor when she woke up.
Okay,
I was like, that's trespassing.
That's dangerous.
That's trespassing.
You could get.
I'm gonna have y'all ass arrested.
Yeah, or like, yeah, worse. Like, what if the person freaks out because you're breaking into their house and something terrible? I know. Prank. It's a fine line on pranks. You know, it's a fine line. Justin is in Athens. Hey, Justin. Justin's gone. Somebody find Justin. I hope he's okay. Mike is in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
All right, what's up, fellas? Oh, I got a driving gripe. So when we get up in the morning, just follow me. We gotta have license, insurance, registration, and we can get a ticket for not wearing seatbelts. And I heard you guys say, Randy, you're not even supposed to wear slides. So these damn people on bicycles and skateboards and stuff downtown at the red light, pointing which way, it drives me nuts, man. You don't have nothing. I just said you have to have in the car, and you'll get hurt worse getting hit on the bike. I just want to take y'all take on that, man.
Randy?
My take on bikers, they are annoying to me. They are. Get your ass out of the way.
Yeah, I wish that...
Get your ass out of the way.
I wish that there was better, like bike accommodations, you know? Because you can't ride on the sidewalk, right? And when you ride in the road... You do slow traffic down, get in the way. It's really dangerous. Some places have really good like bike lanes and stuff like that, so people can commute on bikes, which I think is great. Yeah. But we don't really have that.
Yeah.
And I would just say, like, man, if you commute via bike in Atlanta, just be safe. It seems like a real dangerous choice, you know?
Yes,
it's dangerous to drive in Atlanta.
Exactly.
Let alone trying to get to and from wherever it is that you're going on a bicycle. But some cities invest a lot of money in infrastructure for that.
Oh.
A lot of those cities also have good public transportation.
Hey,
they
Andy,
don't have any of that.
Andy, real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, I just got an email right from Georgia. And this is the bold print. Make a gift and name a squirrel.
Okay. So, right. I mean, what is, I assume.
It's a stuffed squirrel.
Oh.
Yeah, but this is the first thing I saw.
Yeah.
I had to look it down, scroll down, and it's a stuffed squirrel.
I was assuming they're going to let you name, because campuses have tons of squirrels.
Yes.
They always have squirrels on them.
Yes.
I thought maybe they're going to let you name a squirrel on the Georgia campus.
Yeah. I was like, hold on, what? Name a damn squirrel.
Make a gift. A lot of damn nerve these colleges have. Boston University, I get to make a gift email from Boston University once a week.
$70.
I am making a gift.
$70.
I make a gift to the Nelnet student loan people once a month, okay? And the reason I make a gift to them is because they made a gift to you 10 years ago and paid you all that damn tuition money for me to go there, okay?
Yes.
And maybe someday when it's all said and done, I'll make another gift, but probably not. I think you guys are doing fine. Mo is in Columbus.
Fellas, what's going on, man?
Hi, Mo.
Hey, I just got to tell y'all, between yesterday and today, man, y'all have had some knee slappers, bro. Y'all had me hollering yesterday. And then with the guinea pimp, Oh my God. So wifey is not feeling too well. She had a root canal and her whole face is swollen up. So
be
I took
careful,
the day off
Mo,
of work.
Mo, be careful.
I'm not gonna say nothing crazy. Okay. I took the day off to make sure that I was here so she didn't have to get out the bed, she didn't have to do nothing. So she's been asleep most of the day. It's been an easy day for me so far. I know when she wake up, I'm going to have to get to work. When was the last time your significant other was sick and you had to take care of the house, and how did that go? And Andy, why are you against whoopings? Because I heard you say that you don't give out whoopings. And is that going to change with Jack?
No, I'm not going to hit my kids.
Oh no, I don't spank my kids. Yeah. I don't. It's not that I'm against them. You can do what you want.
I decided
a long time ago not to spank my kids.
Yeah, do what you want to do, but I'm not going to be hitting my kids.
Yeah, that's just my thing.
Yeah.
But I don't let on when I'm sick or anything. So if I'm down and sick, that means I'm damn near on my deathbed.
Hey, you know what? You are. That is true. You are very good at powering through it. I don't know you've ever missed a day here for being sick. You've been here with migraines before, which is outrageous.
No.
I got to say, I think I deserve a little bit of credit for powering through last week.
You did, dog.
I sounded like garbage.
You were fine.
And on Tuesday and Wednesday, I didn't feel very good either.
But the thing about you is like, you're bad though. But
when I don't feel good, I'm nothing. I'm like, I'm gonna lay down.
But
see you guys.
And I can tell you. And then it'd be because I tell you whenever my phone dings, when I get a message that early, it's either my mama or you're sick.
Yeah, but remember, it's not like I call out sick a lot.
No, but I'm saying because you remember it used to be my mama.
Uh-huh.
And so then I was like, oh, that ain't about her mom. I'll get back to her. And I was like, oh, Andy's sick. But this is what I'm saying. You powered. I was so proud of you.
Thank you, Randy. That's all I wanted.
Yeah, I was so proud. Because I was like, this man is powering through it. And you didn't sound bad.
I brought my tea to work.
Yeah.
Had my little mug, you know.
You look fine.
You didn't even make fun of me for it. I had a thermos.
I'm going to stop making fun of people, all right?
Because please don't do that.
I have to. Because I thought Gordo was going to fight me last week because I was talking about him eating them nuggets. What you talking about, man? Just had some nuggets.
Yeah, he was. He was a little taken aback by your nugget slander.
Yeah.
He was like, what was I supposed to get? And I was like, you were supposed to get whatever you wanted. You don't have to listen to Randy's opinions on your food. He's not eating it. You can eat it. He was like, what? I got nuggets. Randy was looking at him crazy. I mean, what are you supposed to get? He went to Chick-fil-A, you know? You get like nuggets.
But no, when my wife is sick, oh, dude, it's a whole thing. It is. I got to make soup. I got the tray. I think she bought that tray just for that. Yeah, tray with a baby. Can you give me that? Yes.
Yeah, my wife is kind of like you in that, like, she tries to power through it and tries to act like she's not sick. I kind of have to tell her. I'm like,
yeah, lay down.
Go lay down and, you know, take this and really take care of yourself. So instead of it taking a week and a half for you to get better, it'll take 3 days. Like, because, you know, her schedule is better than it used to be, but it's still, she still gets up at the crack of dawn. She's still tired all the time. So it's like, you know, it's hard to get better when you don't get a lot of sleep. So just go lay down. Go lay down. Take some NyQuil. Zonk out. I'll take care of these two crazy kids. Yeah. We're good. We got it.
They're mine.
They might eat nuggets for dinner tonight, you know?
Mine did.
They might eat nuggets every night this week if you're sick. That's fine. I could cook if I have to. Or maybe I'll just make nuggets. All right, Ryan's in South Carolina. Hey, Ryan.
All right, so I know you guys take pride in whenever you're given an interview and they say that's a great question.
We do.
Well, now it's got me excited every time one of y'all's interview a person that says great question. I'm like, hell yeah, guys. Well, last Friday when y'all was doing the interview with GM Terry, it was like first question. He was like, that's an excellent question. I was like, yeah, guys, off the ripper, doing great. And then the second question, he says it. He says, that's a great question. And it got me thinking, and he did it on the third one, too. I was like, is Terry just being nice, or does he really think that these are excellent questions?
Or is he in on
it? My question for you guys is, did the excitement let off after he kept telling y'all there were great questions, or was it just a W the whole time?
I have a question.
Great. That's a great question,
I have a
Ryan.
Question during that, because I noticed it, too, and I had a question for you, Andy.
Yeah.
Because when we're in studio and the guest is on the phone and they say, ask a question, you do the dance.
Yep.
Were you tempted to do it in front of Terry?
I was furious that I couldn't. because he's sitting there with us, and if I would have started doing a dance, that would have distracted from the answer and probably would have derailed the whole interview. So, yeah, I definitely wanted to, because you did. You got one on your first question. I got one on my first question, and back and forth. I half wondered by the end of it if Terry got a tip, because, you know, David Bassett, he's always listening. He knows the bits. He was like, they really like it when you say great question. Maybe he was in on it and he's trying to gas us up. I don't know. I will say this, in all seriousness, two things. I did want to dance when he said great question, so yes.
Okay.
Secondly, I've never gotten more people, both from listeners and from coworkers, reach out about an interview that we've done than that one.
Because we kicked ass, yeah, like people, we always do.
People really liked that interview.
I was dancing for y'all.
Okay.
I do think we did a pretty good job.
Every question was a great question. Y'all knocked it out the park.
They did a pretty good job. We did a pretty good job. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day.
Again, big shout out to Killian Auto Service for getting me right there. I do appreciate it. Thank y'all fellas for working with me and everything like that. Andy's pendulum can't swing. And Mariah Carey is the Andrew Jones of music.
Yeah, let her in the hall, man. Put her in the Hall of Fame. We found out that Chubby Checker did the remix to The Twist.
Yes.
The first remix ever.
Yes.
All times. Nothing's worse than shout braids. Abe's bones are meaty. And Bunk ain't no hothead, but he will get turnt.
Yes, he will.
He's also suffering right now from early onset excitement.